take off.
Go back down the hallway. I just don't like that.
It's too much.
Gentlemen, I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, May 19th, 2014, to order. And we'll have an opening prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and all your generous gifts to us, Lord, especially the Lord Jesus. We ask, Father, that you direct our actions this day, that we may make decisions that are pleasing unto you. We ask this in thy name. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. I would like to apologize for the late opening this morning. I had a doctor's appointment that drug on a lot longer than I certainly thought that it would. These gentlemen have waited for me to arrive. Any other commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 339645 through 339653, 339655 through 339739. We did leave out check number 339654 for some clarification. Or I did.
Second.
Would it be all right if we stated that we're approving checks number 339645 through 339739 with the exception of check 339654?
That's fine.
For simplicity's sake, let the motion so state that. All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Also, let me add to that, if I'm not mistaken, when the documentation's received that you gentlemen want, then this, we can move forward with it.
Yes, yes, just soon, okay. As soon as it gets the straight.
Maybe use your stamp to.
Yes. That's so you can read it.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Court orders. work us through these, Christie, one bundle at a time?
Sure. The first group is personal property add-ons. And these are for all add-ons that were sent from the assessor's office straight to the collector's office for the years 2013, 2012, and 2011. And they were all created in the month of April 2014.
Now that is all the packages here, or?
This is the agenda list. Mm-hmm. And anything that looks like that out of the, this is from the tax book system.
Christie, you emailed those, didn't you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry. I said you emailed those, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't find them.
For the summary that she has for personal property add-ons for the years 2013, 12, and 11, if we could label that as Exhibit A with today's date. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a list of the personal property add-ons. That's what it is. And
it's done for the convenience of the taxpayer.
So. I've got a question on that. And we've done this sometimes when we have proof that, but we're asking for 3 years of add-on. And I know that by law we can have 3 years of add-on. But the only time that we have those brought in is when people are on personal property or trying to get their license, which are 2 years, which gives me some difficulty on approving 3 years. Now, I know we've done some of those in the past when we had some evidence brought forward, but I don't. The 3 years is, we used to not do anything but 2 years until it was.
Don't come join us, Donna.
And excuse me for not totally understanding the 3 year deal on all. Most of these
are. Are you asking whether or not we can legally add-on? The stipend this year just keeps going down. Anyway, I'll be on the floor here in a minute.
I'm sorry.
As far as legally, I don't see that there's any reason we can't do an add-on for 3 years, because she can't write them off until after March of next year. But people are trying to get their tags, and as you know, some people don't always get their tags done in time.
I understand that, and the part that I don't understand, and help me out here if you can, is the tags are 2 years, they're not 3 years, and we have, that was my question, I guess, earlier, and they all tags?
Well, it may not just be the tag for a vehicle, correct?
Right.
It might be
a
something
trailer
else.
Or an RV that's been parked and then they got it repaired. We really don't know a lot of these add-ons. We get the list after the fact. It goes straight across to the collector's office.
Right, right.
It could be that something was left off that year and now they're trying to get it corrected so that they can get it tagged.
Like boats, I think are they a 3 year license on a boat instead of a 2 year? I'm not positive on that, Danny. It's more of a question. I think they're 3 year.
Okay. Well, I know
we don't know exactly what's in this add-on.
I know. I'll go ahead, because we at one time we didn't do any. You remember back when we didn't do any, it was brought to our attention that we could do 3 years. But that would be under different circumstances than vehicles.
So I remember something about it. I've slept since then, to be honest with you. We used to revert back to the BOE, I think, but on a 3-year, wasn't it? And have the BOE decide it, but since Ron's been in office, it's been the commission.
Yeah. These are really not...
large amounts, none at all.
But I mean, there are a couple that are $70. Most of them are $4, $5.33, et cetera. And it's picking up a tax that they owe. It's an add-on.
It's a tax that they owe, yeah. And this old, I'm sure it's because they're trying to get tax on whatever it is.
Right.
Whether it be a boat or a something, boat trailer or car.
Does the commission have any problem with us going ahead and making a motion on it?
I would entertain a motion to approve Exhibit A with today's date, 5/19/14.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The second list is personal property. There are three at the top. They're highlighted as refunds. And then the remainder of the list is where there was an old bill that has been corrected through the add-on process, and we are removing the old incorrect bill.
I'd like you to scroll down to number 201. 50110. It says taxpayer paid 2013 personal property in Greene County. If they double paid, if they paid there and they pay here and the taxpayer lives here, shouldn't they be taxed up there rather than, I mean here shouldn't, rather than there?
Shouldn't the refund be up there, is what he's saying.
Well, this is not, this is a,
what are you looking at, Ron?
Is this an assessment?
What's the last three numbers? 10?
110.
I'm not finding it.
I seen that when I was looking through.
Oh, the ones we just approved.
No, we haven't approved this yet.
It depends on where their personal property is located.
I'm sorry?
It depends on where the personal property is located.
We have people all over the county who own a condo here and a house in another county or even another state.
Which would be real estate, right?
Yes, but if they have their car license in Greene County as their residence, and they also have a residence here, we might have picked it up here, but.
Tell me the result of approving this. It says taxpayer paid 2013 personal property in Greene County.
Mm-hmm. We have the copy of the receipt.
I understand.
And so it would just be a removal of the old bill. They didn't pay it here in Taney County.
My point is, if they should have paid it in Taney County, would it not be Greene County that would take care of it instead of us, if in fact it is here?
If it was here, then yeah, they would have paid for it here. And
let me see that. I'll go.
I'm just curious about it. It's a piece of personal property that they have up there, and that's where it's licensed, then no problem. My point is, if the personal property is here, we should be collecting taxes on it rather than Greene County collecting taxes, right? It should be they that are writing an abatement to zero, not us. I'm sure the state doesn't care where their tax comes from, but it makes a difference to the schools here.
A little bit of a center.
The rest of what we have on this two-page sheet, you have three refunds.
Mm-hmm.
And the three refunds really are just corrections. We're refunding something that was mistaken.
Yes.
Stand in recess for just a moment while the county clerk is looking up that particular tax number.
Okay.